Now welcome onto the call, the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob.
Congratulations to you and your guys. An exciting 23-21 win over Maine. And after so many close losses this season, how nice to win a close one like that, especially on senior day.
Yeah, it was nice to get a little walk-off home run there for a change on our end. And, you know, the kids battled their tails off. You know, it's they've been in it to win it every week. They're battling, they're fighting. You know, we've lost so many close games. And you know, for us to bounce back and, you know, go 2 minutes, we felt like we had control of the game. 17-7 in the third quarter, we throw a bad pick and turns the momentum around and end up getting down, get the ball at the 24-yard line with a minute 30 left. And, you know, Reese kind of took over and with his feet and his scrambles and made some throws. And, you know, you got to really credit him for leading us down the field. And I think, you know, one of the big plays in the game was a 4th and 20 from the 25-yard line that Reese made a really, you know, tough throw under pressure. Thomas Greene makes a spectacular catch, diving catch at the 2-yard line. So a lot of heroics to go around. You know, Julian Hicks made a great catch on the touchdown with a lot of pressure on him. So all in all, it's a great win for us. We needed it. You know, we're starting to get our footing, and hopefully we can lead into a good week this week.
Talk about the play to Thomas. Was that a play? Obviously, he had a huge day. First of all, 7 catches, 126 yards, and we've talked about him often all season long. But was he the target on that drive, or was it just a case where Reese was just looking for anybody open at that point?
No, you know, I think it was a really good call by Jared Ambrose. You know, we were talking about a Hail Mary, and it was literally could have been the last play of the game, but he had a better play call, and he's done a great job this year for us. And, you know, I trust him 100% with his thoughts, and he made a great throw. Not a great throw, an under-pressure throw, but he kept it high enough that Thomas was able to get his arms underneath the ball and catch it. And when you convert on 4th and 20, it's pretty rare, you know, but it was a good play. And Thomas has been exceptional all year for us.
Greg, I've seen his name start to pop up on some of these NFL lists and things like that. You've been around the game a long time. Does he have that kind of skill set? And do you see him being able to maybe take that to another level?
You know, he's a big guy that can catch. He has really good ball skills, and tight ends can be a lot of different versions. And, you know, the big physical blockers, the inline guys that have good hands, the guys that can, you know, high point things. Thomas kind of has all those things. I think his blocking is his biggest area he needs to keep improving on. But, you know, I think the scouts like him. He's definitely going to get a good look, and he's smart. He works hard. He checks off all the boxes for a guy you're looking for at tight end. And, you know, we've had some tight ends, you know, Brian Parker back in 24 or 14 was a played for three or four years in the NFL. And I think Thomas has more skills than Brian did. Brian just was a better inline guy. So we'll see. I think he's got a lot of ability, and I know they're looking at him real hard.
A couple questions for you. The first from Mark Singlis. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Mark.
With Sibley, any update on him, please?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
With Todd Sibley, any update on his situation?
Yeah, we're hopeful, but he's definitely doubtful this week. We'll see how the week progresses. You know, I mean, I saw him yesterday, and, you know, he's 12 yards shy of 1,000, and it's a big thing for him. He wants to get out there and run. But you know, we don't know. We really, you know, it's a couple injuries we're dealing with until we get him out there and see where we're at. I would say he's questionable for sure.
It's an ankle with him?
Yeah, he has a lower body injury.
And as far as this week, Greg, I mean, you, Rhode Island, I would think they have to win to have any chance of getting in the NCAAs. Does the thought of playing spoiler interest you guys at all, or not so much?
No, we know it's a big game for them. I mean, they haven't been in the playoffs. This is a huge football game for them. They're sitting at 6-4. They have to win to get in, probably. I think that's a true statement. And, you know, they're going to be hyped up and bring the house to win this football game. We know that. I think that's exciting to our kids to play a meaningful game that last week. It's meaningful for us. We'd sure like to walk out of here 3-4, winning 3 of our last 4 games and get ourselves rolling in the right direction in the off season. But we know it's going to be a battle. They're a very good football team. But yeah, I mean, spoiler is probably not the word I would use, but we want to win all our games. And against a rival like Rhode Island, we want to go out there and play our best.
Thank you very much.
Greg, next question from Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Coach. Coach, if you could expand just a little bit on what you said. You said Rhode Island is a very good football team. What concerns you about them? What challenges do you have going into Saturday?
Well, you know, I think if I – the quarterback, Hill, he's been very good, obviously, and he's he can beat you in so many ways. And I'm not sure I've been around a quarterback that's so calm under pressure situations. He's been doing it a long time. He's talented. He makes everything work there. But I think the biggest thing I see in Rhode Island is a really physical football team on both sides of the ball. And, you know, and that's, you know, we're going to have to match the physicality to have a chance to upset them in this last week. And like I said, they're going to be flying high. It's a big game for them. And we want to go out there and match it and play a great football game.
If I could follow up, Coach, you've competed well against a lot of these teams in the CAA this year. Your thoughts on how many bids this conference deserves?
That's a loaded question. In our conference, we have a lot of teams that deserve to get in and sometimes don't, you know, for whatever reasons. And I think, you know, Jim knows that, and that's why this game's so big. I mean, you know, the chances of getting in at 6-5 are very small in with when you have a bunch of teams that are capable of getting bids. So I don't really know. I mean, I couldn't really give you that answer, to be honest. I don't know how. I mean, I kind of know how committees work, and I think strength of schedules and things like that are subjective. And I don't know. It's all about, does a committee recognize the top to bottom ability in our conference? And I think when you look at other conferences, there's usually three teams that have all the wins and nobody else can beat them. And I think in our league, we see every week, it's just not the way it is. And, you know, I mean, we feel like we can go up there and get a win. And I know that's unusual in the situation, the way it sits. You know, we beat Stony Brook a few years ago in 18. They were number 10 in the country. And they still made the playoffs. We beat New Hampshire one year when they were in playoff hunt. So, you know, it's when you leave it up to a committee is when you get a little scared. That's why you got to win as many games as you can.
Coach, thank you. Rob, thanks.
Sure.
Thank you. Greg, I want to touch on your defense, holding Maine to 21 points and a couple guys that had big days. Dylan Kelly with 9 tackles and a pick. And then Anton Junkies, 3 tackles for loss and a couple of sacks. Maybe just talk about the days those two guys had.
Sure. Our defense has been getting better. You know, I think they've just started growing up. Our front four, we had basically 4 new starters, 5 in the front 6. And those guys are playing better. Anton has just been exceptional. He, in the last month or so, he's just been really good. He's physical. He's big. He's athletic. He makes a lot of plays, gets his hands on things. Really happy with Anton. AJ Simon is physical, tough. Our whole interior is playing better. Dylan Kelly's come out of nowhere. He's, you know, 3rd or 4th in the league in tackles. He's played really well. I think overall our defense has been playing much better than we did early. I wish, you know, we could have got going a little early, but I think the big thing on defense is, you know, at Maine, you know, we gave up 3 long 3rd down plays on run plays that, you know, we were prepared for. We just didn't get them on the ground. And outside of that, I thought we played a pretty good football game.
Before I let you go, just maybe your takeaways from the season. You guys have been so close in so many games. And as you said, it's a group that's improved as the year's gone along. Just your feelings on when you look back at the year.
Yeah, you know, I talked to our kids about that on Sunday. You know, starting with Monmouth and Fordham were the games that we were in, could have won, had a lead in both of them and just couldn't hold on. And Hampton with the walk-off, you know, it's a game I wish we could get back. And Villanova, it just was a really rough patch. And I think that's, you know, when you build character on a football team, the thing that's interesting to me is I've been doing this a long time as a head football coach from high school to college. And a win like Maine doesn't matter records. It matters what it does for your mind, because confidence is the biggest thing for athletes in my mind. And I think our kids are really starting to get confidence in themselves. And I think that that'll hopefully show this week. But, you know, I think we have a great football team coming back. We only had four guys that play walk on Saturday. And we have a lot of young talent on this team. So we're looking to go try to finish strong.
All right, Greg, safe travels to Rhode Island. Thanks for your time this morning. And I'll see you at home. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.